Hello, everyone. Welcome to this week's Astrology News Report, an alternate view of world events as seen through the lens of Vedic astrology. Presented by yours truly, Ron Berger. Today is November 20th, 2016. This week's show will be the first of a series of reports on the astrology of the new president-elect, Mr. Donald Trump. Though he's not yet officially the president, already Donald Trump's actions are having consequences. A lot of things happening in the U.S. and in the world in response to his win on November 8th. Of course, the big question on everyone's mind is, how bad is this gonna be? Pundits are working overtime trying to suss this one out, and all pundits more or less agree that the problem is that Trump's history indicates that if anything, he is unpredictable, and he seems to like it that way. So, what does the astrology say? Well, looking at Donald Trump's Vedic birth chart, his astrology chart is full of rather extreme positions. In fact, there's hardly anything in this chart that can be called ordinary. What follows will just be a quick overview of some of the important points. This is not a comprehensive analysis. So first, let's make note of the Leo ascendant. Leo is the sign of royalty, of the king. No one is equal to the king. The king's karma is to command and be obeyed, making Trump's Leo ascendant even more commander-like is the presence of natal Mars, planet of action, quick results, aggression, competition, and victory. This is a king who is driven to act, quickly, decisively. Mars is in the ascendant, and even if it is a temporal benefic for the chart, this is still not a calm, easygoing influence. Loyalty and betrayal play a big part in Leo's world. First-hand accounts about Trump agree that his management style is to surround himself with a small, tight group of loyal lieutenants, each of whom is directly answerable to Mr. Big himself. So, if you think of the king and his court, you get a good idea of what Mr. Trump will be like as president. The 10th house of the chart is the sector concerned with position in society, actions in the world, status, reputation, renown, and notoriety. This part of Mr. Trump's chart has the sun, the ruler of the chart and signifier of power, closely conjunct Rahu, the eclipse point signifying ambition and material success, and Uranus, the planet of independence, sudden action, and eccentricity. All three of these astrology factors are considered natural malefics, hence an emphasis on the notoriety component of the 10th house. And the sign here is Taurus, the sensual materialist of the zodiac. This potent combination is what makes Trump obsessed with acquiring power, being productive, materially successful, opulent, and self-indulgent. Opposite to the 10th house is the 4th house. The 4th house is the foundation of a chart and stands for material security, personal happiness, heart and soul, home and assets. Here we find Trump's moon, and it's a full moon, which is conjunct the other eclipse point, Ketu, the mysterious connector with past life karma, with the unseen world. In fact, Mr. Trump was born just hours before a total eclipse of the moon. Having a full moon in Scorpio with Ketu makes Trump emotionally volatile, super sensitive, highly reactive, and super intuitive, even psychic. Everyone who knows him says he trusts his own intuition and instincts above everything else. Getting on to some other features of the chart, consider the Saturn-Venus conjunction in his 12th house. This position is unusual and produces a number of outcomes. Venus, as the ruler of his 10th house of career and reputation, is manifesting here in his 12th house, the house of loss, hidden actions, unknown people, pleasures, the subconscious. By combining the significations of Venus, Saturn, 10th house, and 12th house, we get a perspective on Mr. Trump's accomplishments. Saturn is the planet of work, and therefore the workers. Venus is the planet of entertainment, thus a career entertaining the working class, and he has done plenty of that. Venus is also the planet of young females, and Saturn is the planet of suffering, and the 12th house is hidden actions. He has caused suffering to young women. Mercury is in its own sign, Gemini, in the 11th house. Mercury is the planet of rational thinking and communication. Gemini is the information vacuum cleaner of the zodiac, sucking up facts and tidbits and trying to find patterns in the chaos. Gemini likes to connect the dots. But the important thing here is that Gemini doesn't discriminate where it gets the facts from. Gemini is a natural gossip. Trump is known to quote scandal sheets, blogs, rumor, and other dubious sources. Obama has stated that Trump is not ideological, he's pragmatic. Is that true? The planet of ideology is Jupiter, planet of beliefs. Trump's Jupiter is in Virgo, which is a practical Earth sign. So, that looks good. But upon examining his natal Jupiter, we find once again, like most of his chart, there's something exceptional about it. Donald Trump was born on a day when Jupiter was stationary. That RX symbol after the glyph of Jupiter means it was retrograde, but not really. Jupiter had just come to the end of a retrograde period and went back to direct motion later the very day he was born. In other words, it was motionless in the zodiac during his birth. In astrology, a stationary planet is considered exceptionally powerful, but since it is not behaving normally, that exceptional power has something really weird about it. Something unusual about how Jupiter functions in Trump's life. So, his Jupiter is motionless, stuck, meaning that his beliefs, whatever they are, don't change readily. Further, Trump's natal Mars, which represents his 9th house of ideology and philosophies, is in his 1st house of self. He identifies with his beliefs. In any case, Leo ascendant, the sign of the king, always thinks his own beliefs are the best. But that same natal Jupiter functions in another way. Jupiter is the planet of wealth and prosperity, and by way of its sign rulerships, representing the 5th house of a Leo rising chart, the 5th house is Purva Punya, good past life credit, placed in his 2nd house of personal finances, thus generating a Dana Yoga, a yoga for wealth. Problem is, Jupiter also represents his 8th house, the house of chronic problems, scandal, and humiliation. Okay, so this same Jupiter in his chart is very important just now, because according to Vedic astrology's planetary period system of predictions, Donald Trump has just entered a Jupiter major period. So, his natal Jupiter is activated, and its significations are featured at this time of his life and for the next 16 years. Since Jupiter is the planet of truth and beliefs, a natal Jupiter that is not moving means that those truths and beliefs are immovable and intensely personal. Meaning, not universal truth, not commonly held beliefs, just personal bias, prejudices, favorite sacred cows. And if you think of the things he has said, and the positions he has taken, and the steadfastness with which he maintains these positions, you start to understand how this stationary Jupiter has manifested in his life. Another part of this is that Jupiter is the planet of confidence and faith. Stationary Jupiter expresses powerful confidence, deep faith. In what? In those same personal beliefs. So, Mr. Trump is very convinced of what he says, which makes him even more persuasive. Remember, this is affecting his second house of speech. He speaks with conviction, with certainty, and that is very appealing to people who are confused, prejudiced, or lacking real facts. This Jupiter is key to his recent successful run for president. But it's a combination of good and bad. Jupiter rules the signs Sagittarius and Pisces, thus the Jupiter major period activates his fifth house good past life credit, as well as his eighth house potential for scandal and humiliation. Okay, so what's going to happen? Here's a look at some upcoming transiting planets and how they play against his chart. Well, right away, before he even takes office, there's some pretty intense stuff coming up in December and January. The Saturn transit, which has been creeping up on his Scorpio-Moon-K2 combination all this past year, will be exactly conjunct natal K2 and natal Moon on January 6th. Then, as Saturn gets to the final degree of Scorpio, it will be exactly opposite to his natal Sun, just in time for Inauguration Day, January 20th. So, the reality check planet, the planet of limitation and suffering, will be delivering a heavy dose of its medicine to the new president just as he's taking office. Not likely that he'll be in a jubilant mood. Even before Inauguration Day, there's another problematic situation. Mars is in Aquarius, his seventh house of the direct opponent, starting December 11th and continuing until January 19th. Mars joins up with transiting K2 and Neptune, a rather nasty three-planet combo that can deliver all sorts of upset, confusion, anger, violence, directed at his natal ascendant and natal Mars. Transiting Mars will be exactly opposite Trump's ascendant degree on December 19th, the day that the Electoral College votes. Also, this is the very degree where the USA chart has its natal moon. The moon is the public, Mars is anger. Sounds like there'll be lots of protests, maybe even violence. Another strange combination in play now is transit Uranus, which is retrograde at the end of Pisces and in position to be directly opposite Trump's natal Jupiter, his new major period ruler. The planet of rebellion and sudden events is afflicting his natal planet of belief and conviction. This is happening simultaneously with Jupiter in the heavens in near exact conjunction with Trump's natal Jupiter, lending even more power to his convictions, which he will, of course, be giving expression to. So, looks like Mr. Trump is in for a difficult couple of months. Yes, there's lots more to talk about. Predictions for 2017, for 2018, for Trump, for the USA. But that'll be all for this segment. Thanks for tuning in to the Astrology News Report. You can keep up with daily astrological developments and contribute your own thoughts by following me on Twitter at Astro News Report.